ॐ सहनावतु सहनौनतु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देव महेश्वरः गुरुदेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः.
So we have seen that Sanat Kumar, four Kumaras, they cursed Dwarpal, Jay and Vijay. And because of that curse was seconded by Lord himself. No, it's appropriate. You have to go down. And Lord blessed them that you all will come back very fast to me. And how will you come back? By which yoga? By anger yoga. By anger yoga you will come back to me. Everything will be good. So they came to this planet and they entered into the womb of Diti. Then Diti, when she came to know that these two are demons and they are going to disturb Devata. Devata, so she held that womb for 100 years. After that, she delivered. So when they came, when they were born, what happened in the nature? There was disturbance, lot of disturbance in the nature. Animals, they come to know about it. Before any earthquake comes, animals, they come to know. Birds come to know. So they were all disturbed. And after that, the name ceremony, Naam Sanskar. Naam Sanskar, one who was conceived first was named as Hiranyakasipu. And one who was born first? Hiranyaksha. Then Hiranyakasipu, he did lot of tapas and got boons from Brahmaji. And you know, nobody can kill in the morning, evening, inside, outside, and all that, man or animal. And his younger brother, he with his mace, with the power of his elder brother, always serving his elder brother, will go around all the worlds. And show his power and ask everybody to come and fight with me. So he went to even the Devlokas and challenged them. All Devtas, including Indra, they hid themselves. Then he rode there, finding that nobody is there to accept my challenge. He came down and dived deep into the ocean. So all the soldiers of Varun Devta, they were frightened. And aquatic creatures, they were also, they were not disturbed, they were not harmed. But seeing the splendor of that Hiranyaksha, they all ran away far places. They all ran away. Then this Hiranyaksha was, for many, many years he was in the ocean. And he will, with his mace, he will used to hit the waves. And slowly, slowly, one day he reached Vibhavari. Vibhavari is capital of Varun Devta. That means he reached Varun Devta now. Vibhavari, he has reached there. Now, verse number 27.
Tatropalabhyasura lokapalakam यादोगनानां ऋषभं प्रचेतसं स्मयन् प्रलब्धुं प्रणिपत्त नीचवत जगादमे देहि अधिराज संयुगम
तत्र तत्र देयर देयर मीन्स दैट विभावरी कैपिटल उपलभ्य हैविंग रीच्ड दैट विभावरी व्हाट इज दिस विभावरी कैपिटल ऑफ असुर लोका असुर लोका पाताल लोका असुर लोका विभावरी हैविंग रीच्ड असुरलोक पालका एंड हु इज दैट पालक गार्जियन प्रचेतसम वरुण देवता वरुण देवता इज द हेड ऑफ दैट प्लैनेट एंड यादव गणानाम ऋषभ एंड ही इज लॉर्ड ऋषभ मीन्स लॉर्ड लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल एक्वेटिक क्रीचर्स सो वरुण देवता इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द क्रीचर्स इनसाइड द वॉटर एंड हिरण्याक्ष हैज रीच देयर देन What he did, Shaman, he was, Sman, Sman means smiling, smiling. Now they are face to face, Varun Devta and Hiranaksha. Hiranaksha is smiling, pralubdham, and started making fun of Varun Devta. In such a way, he started addressing him, insulting him. Pralubdham, pralubdham means making fun. Pranipatya, pranipatya, बाउट डाउन नमस्कार किया प्रणिपत्य नीचवत नीचवत मीन्स एज इफ ही हैज बॉर्न इन ए लो फैमिली ही इज कंसिडरिंग दैट यू आर देवता आई एम नीच आई एम डेमन प्रणिपत्य बाउट डाउन देन जगाद ही सेड व्हाट मे टू मी देही अधिराज संयुगम प्लीज गिव मी बैटल आई वॉन्ट टू फाइट विथ यू Is it not insulting? You are first, you are prostrating, and then when you are getting, when you say, "I want to fight with you," are when Nichava, this was his behavior. So, Bibhavari is the home of Varun Devta, lord of aquatic creatures and guardian of Patal, lower region of universe. Where the demons generally reside, Hiranyaksha fell at the Varun's feet like a low-born man, and to make fun of him, he said with a smile, "Give me battle, O Supreme Lord." Asur, you will find even today also, they always challenge others and try to occupy their property and wealth. That is called na dadagiri. Dadagiri. What is dadagiri? India, you'll find this dadagiri. They will collect money every week and all that. It's all dadagiri. In India, you'll find all those, what is that called, hawkers on the street. They have to pay some money, dadagiri. Every month or every week, people come, maybe police or the political party people. They will come. And nobody can remove them, dadagiri. So it's still there. So he begged war from a person who had no desire to fight, but Varun Devta was not interested in fighting. No. See his approach, how he is approaching, Asur, how he is approaching. Next.
Tam lokapalo yadhipati brihatshrava viryapaho durmadaviramaninam vijitya loka akhila daitya danavan दद्राज यद्राज सुयेनु पुरायजत प्रभो
तुम टू दैट वरुण देवता ही नाउ सेइंग हिरण्याक्ष इज एड्रेसिंग वरुण देवता तुम लोकपाल अधिपति यू आर लॉर्ड ऑफ दिस लोकपाल ऑफ दिस लोक ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड यू आर लोकपाल एंड बृहस्रवा अ वाइड फेम इट्स नॉट दैट यू आर ओनली किंग यू आर फेमस ऑल्सो फॉर वॉट वीर अपहो दुर्मद वीर मानी नाम दोज हु आर थिंकिंग दैट दे आर वीर दे आर हीरोज वॉट वी हैव डन टू दैम दुर्मद दे आर थिंकिंग दैट दे आर हीरोज मद मीन्स प्राउड दुर्मद मीन्स वेरी एरोगेंट प्राउड पर्सन वीर अपह मीन्स यू हैव डिमिनिश देयर पावर दोज हु क्लेम दे आर वेरी पावरफुल वरुण देवता यू हैव diminish their power, you defeated them. Defeated them. Who is saying? Hiranyaksha. Who is Hiranyaksha? Is a asur. He wants to fight with him. Already he has expressed his intention. I want to fight with you. Now he is telling, he is praising him to Varun Devta, instigating him. Get up and fight with me. Why? Because, you are very famous. Earlier, you have diminished the power of many heroes who claim to be very heroes. Vijitra loka akhilab daitya danavan. And Vijitra, you have conquered also. What? Loka akhil. Akhil means all lokas. Of whose? Daitya and danavan. All daitya and danav lokas you have conquered once. You are so powerful. And not only then, yad raj suyena pura ayajat prabho. And then after that you have done the raj suya yagya also. Raj suya yagya also. Ayajat worship, O prabho, you are worshipped by many. What is this raj suya yagya? Rajasui yagya is that a king does this. First thing is that it's not a Brahman's affair, it is king's affair. The king will send to all directions his troop, saying that I am Raja. If you accept me, Raja, okay. Or if you obstruct, if you don't accept it, then you fight with my troop. They will defeat and you are under me. Even Yudhishthir did the same thing. Rajasuya yagya. He sent four brothers on four directions. And they all came back, yes, everybody is under you. Then that king becomes emperor. King being emperor by Rajasuya yagya. If anybody don't accept me, fight with me. The troops will be there. So you have done Rajasuya yagya also. You are so famous person, so brave. Instigating him, Varun. You are so powerful, you fight with me. You are guardian of the entire sphere and ruler of white fame, having crushed the might of arrogant and conceited warriors and having conquered all Daitya and Danav in the world, you once performed a Rajasuya yagya to the Lord. Next.
Saivam mutsiktamadena vidvisha dridam palabdho bhagavana pampatihi rosham samuttam samayan swayadhiya vyapocha dango pasamam gatavayam.
Sam is Varun. Varun Devta is listening. Whatever he is saying. Evam this way utsikt means the puffed with the vanity. He is seeing the enemy is puffed with the vanity. He could understand. Vidvisha means by the enemy. Dridham, deeply, pralabdha, mocked. Bhagavan apam. Apam means water. Who is Bhagavan of water? Varun Devta. Bhagavan apam, pati, Lord. Rosam samuttam. Rosam. Ros means what?
Croth.
Day before yesterday in Bhajan also, in Ramayana also, Ros word came. Don't be angry, Nishad. Don't be angry. Rosh means anger. Rosum samuttha sprang up. Anger came. In whose mind?
Varun
Devta. But Samayan, he controlled. How he controlled? Swayadhiya. By his intellect, by his reasoning. By his reasoning, he controlled his anger. How to control anger? Anger appears in mind. Who should control?
Intellect
should control. Suppose you are angry on somebody, for some reason or other. You want to quieten your anger. What you should do at that time?
I usually do the japa.
Take the name of the Lord. Only few minutes, few seconds. Few seconds you take the name of the Lord. Whatever has happened in the world, doesn't matter. Take the name of the Lord, slowly, slowly, slowly. Because all thoughts are temporary. Krodh is also a thought. And that thought will be replaced by other thought. Now if you have started taking the name of the Lord, that thought will subside, another thought will come. And within few seconds you will find your krodh is gone, your anger is gone. Rosam samuttam samayan swayadhiya vyavoch vyavochat, he replied. Now Varun Devta is going to tell. Vyavoch anga upasamam gatavayam. Anga, the talk is going between Maitri and Vidur. Anga here means Vidur. Oh Vidur, he told this way. Upasamam gatavayam. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight with you. Varun Devta is saying, he is instigating. Hiranyaksha is instigating, but he is saying, no, I don't want to fight. My age is no more to fight. One Mahatma said, Varun Devta says, I am in sannyas ashram. I am no more young. I have become old. I can't fight with you. So thus mocked by an enemy whose vanity knew no bounds, the worshipful Lord of Water waxed angry, but he managed to curb the anger that had sprung up in him, and he replied, oh dear one, we have now deserted from warfare, having grown too old to combat, or we are on the path of peace. So asur create fighting without reason. So Varun Devta, he said, no, I don't want to fight. It is said in Kautilya Arthashastra, balvata sandadhita. Balvata, if you find the other party is more powerful than you, then what you should do? Sandadhita, sandhi karlo se. Don't fight. Unless you are fully ready to fight. Take time. If you really want to fight, okay, you prepare yourself. Then you fight. Otherwise, sandhi karo, balvatam sandhadita. So Varun Devta said, no, I am not fit for fight. Next.
Pashyami nanyam purusat puratanat yasayuge tvam ranamarga kovidam aradhaishyati asurarshabhehitam manasvinoyam grinate bhavadrishaha.
Pasyami, now he is telling. Pasyami, I see, nanyam, not other. Purusat puratanat, purusat puratanat, the purus, the most ancient purus. There is somebody who can satisfy you, who can fight with you. Who is that purus? And who is that purus? Puratanat, very ancient. He is talking about Narayan. He is the most ancient. Now he is referring. You can go and fight with him, Narayan. Yah sanyuge, who sanyuge in battle, tam to you, ranmarga kovidam. He is expert. Kovidam. In Sanskrit we have got different levels. Kovid is the highest level. If you understand grammar and all that, then you will be called kovid. You know everything. So he is telling that Narayan Bhagwan is ranmarga kovidam. He is expert in battle. Arhadasyati. Arhadasyat means he will satisfy you. You want to fight, na? He will satisfy you. Asura risabhehi. Asura risabhi means you are the chief of asur. See, Varun Devta, you are chief. I can't fight, but you are chief. But this Puratan Purush, he can fight with you. He can fight with you. Manishwano yam grinate bhavadrisaha. Whom? Manishwano, heroes like you are praised. You are praised. I am praising you. Heroes like you who praise yourself, Puratan Purush can fight with you. So I do not see anyone else than the most ancient person, Vishnu or Narayan, who will give satisfaction in battle to you. He is referring, you go there. Who is skilled in the wage of war. Therefore, O chief of Asur, approach him, whom even heroes like you mention with praise. So Asur are punished by the Lord for their wrongdoing. Varun Devta advised him to fight with Vishnu in order to satisfy his fighting spirit. Ab ladna hai, kisse lade? He referred it to Vishnu.
Tam viramarada vipadya vismayah shaishaye shaishase virashaye swavibhritah yastu dvidhanam asatam prashantaye rupani dhatte sadanugrahichaya.
Tam him viram arad. Arad means quickly. Viram, great heroes. Abhipadya, on reaching, vismaya, rid of pride, sayesyase, lie down. He will crash your pride. He will destroy your pride. Sayese, and you will lie down on the battlefield. Veer Saye. Veer Saye means in the battlefield you will lie down. He is doing the forecast what will happen to you if you fight with him. In the battlefield you will be lying down there. And Swabhi Brittaha. Britta means circle is Britta. Britta circle. Surrounded by what? Swabhi. Swabhi means dogs. So you will be surrounded, you will be lying down, and from the all sides, the dogs will be there. Dogs will be there. What they will do? Yahata vidhanam, he who like you, asatam, wicked person, prasantaye, for extermination. So Vishnu will take care of it. And for that, Rupani Dhatte Sad Anugrahichaya. And for that, he takes many forms. Vishnu takes many forms. According to the enemy, he takes different forms. Okay. In order to humble person mad with overweening pride and haughtiness like you, and to protect good and the holy ones, he has taken several forms as avatar. You go to him for fight, and soon will you be lying on the battlefield with your pride humble and a pack of dogs surrounding your body. See, the Asur, they don't know that their body is also made of five great elements. What is this body? It's made of Anna only, food. And it goes back to food. It comes from the food, sustained by food, and goes back to food. It becomes the food of others. By living, some bacteria are inside. They are living on this. On this body, inside we have got bacteria. They are living on this body only. But after death, we cremate. Nothing remains. But those who bury, they, all the insects and all that, they eat it up. And the Parsis, what they do? What happens then? Vulture come. Similarly, he said, this is the food for the dogs and jackals. When you will lie down dead, who will eat you? Dogs and jackals, they will eat you. They become the food of that. So, Varun Devta is now slowly indicating him that you have to go and fight with the Varaha Avatar. The Lord has already come. He is there. You have to go there. Now somebody will tell him where is that Lord. Somebody has to guide him, because this person was for many years inside the ocean. For many, many years he was searching in the ocean. Now Narad will come. Let us see what he does.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiya Skande Hiranyaksha Digvijaye Sapto Dashodhyayah Atha Ashtadashodhyayah Maitreya Uvacha Tadevam Makarna Jalesha Bhashitam Mahamanas Tadviganaya Durmadaha Harer Viditva Gatimanga Naradad Rasatalam Nirvivishotvarandita.
Tad evam akarna, having thus heard. Akarna means Karna? Yeah. Akarna means having heard. Having heard whom? Varun Devta. Having heard from the Varun Devta, Jalesa Bhasitam. Jale is who is the Jales? Varun Devta. Bhasitam is the words. Having heard the words of the Varun Devta. Mahamana Tadat Viganya, and giving little heed to that proud Durmada Bhain glorious Hare Viditva, learn about the Hari. He said, na, Puran Purusha means Hari or Narayan, Puran. Learn about Hari, Gatim Anga, Gatim means where he will be available, Naradat, from he learned from Narad. Dekho, Narad ka kaam yahi hai. Narayan, Narayan, kahan par jo hai usko. So Narad has come. Who is this Narad? Naram dadati thi Narad. Naram means he will tell you how to get mukti. How you can come out of it from sansar sagar. Like to Dhruva, he gave him the mantra of bhakti. You chant this mantra, you will be able to meet Lord. Narad. And to Naradji now is telling, you go there, you will find that he is in this form and he will give you mukti. Because he will fight, he will die and he will be liberated. So Naradji is directing, go this way. Acha, Naradat, Rasatalam Nirvisesa. Narad said, you will file him a Rasatal. Go to the Rasatal. He is there. Nirvivise, immediately he entered Twaranvitaha. Twaranvitaha with the great speed. Now he left the Varun Devta and is going toward the Rasatal. Rasatal. Narad, another definition is Narasya Sambandhi Agyanam Jati. Naras means all the human beings. Sambandhi. Who is the Sambandhi of Nara, human being? Permanent Sambandhi. There is one more Sambandhi. Agyan is ignorance is coming also. Coming from many, many lives. That is your Sambandhi, agyan, ignorance. What is this ignorance? Ignorance of your own true nature. We don't know that we are Brahman. So how long this is coming? A long, long time. Dyati, who can remove that agyan? That is Narad. So Narad can remove our agyan. He will tell you the method. Do this thing. That is Narad. So Naradji reached that at sight and he will tell you, do this thing, take the name of the Lord. Either you can do the japa or you can do it by kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, any way you do. They have to take the name of the Lord by way of yoga of anger, krodh. So Hiranaksha will always remember him as a Lord with whom he is going to fight. So krodh is there. So Naradji wants the welfare of everybody. Okay, you want to fight? Okay, you take. He is there. And he also told him that you will not find that Narayan in the form of Chaturbhuj. He is there in the form of a boar. So he told him, Narad told him that he is not, Narayan is not in the four form. How you will recognize when you reach there? So he is in the form of Sukar. He is in the form of a boar. Okay, so rejecting the suggestion of the Varun, that heroic asur in the pride of his might transported himself rapidly to Rasatal to search for Sri Hari as deluded by Narad. So powerful asur Hiranyaksha was not afraid to fight even mightiest supreme. So much of pride is there. Varun was, you see, intelligent. He understood that he is more powerful than me. I am old. He is young. And his body is steel frame body, height, strength, everything is with him. So he kept quiet, but he said, go to. But this Hiranyaksha, he could not think that Hari is more powerful than me. And he went to. He was encouraged that he is the one with whom you can fight. Varun Devta predicted that the fighting with Hari will, Hari, your body will become prey for dogs, jackals and vultures, blind with his pride of his physical and material wealth. Asura are always pride, have got the pride of their wealth or their
power.
So not even thinking for a moment about the strength of Sri Hari, who is Ajit, he went on. Hari is Ajit. You cannot conquer Hari. But he went ahead. Next.
Dadarsa tatra vijitam dharadharam pronniyamanam avanim agradangstraya musnantam makshnasarucharunasriya jahasachaho vanagocharo mrigah.
Dadarsa, according to the indication, according to the path shown by Narad, he reached Rasatal. Dadarsa, he saw there. What he saw? Tatra abhijitam, there he abhijit, Hari, in the form of bow, abhijitam, which cannot be conquered. He saw dharadharam, bearing dharadhara means prithvi, holding prithvi. How? Proniyamanam avanim agradrashnam, proniyamanam, prominent, being raised. So from the rasatal, he was having the earth on his end portion of his teeth, boar teeth, like a tusk, and the prithvi was
sitting on
that. And what was his direction? Upward. Slowly was going to up. Rasatal, where was the prithvi? Inside the water. Now he is going to take out from the water and will place. So, proniyamanam, being raging upward, avanim is earth. And where was that place? Agra dastraya, on the tip of his tusk. Musantam, who was diminishing the power of Hiranyaksha. How he was diminishing? That boar was diminishing the power of this asur Hiranyaksha. How? Akshana swarucha aruna sriya. Sriya means radiant. Aruna means the red. Eyes of the boar is radiant, red. And swarucha, the splendor of Hiranyaksha. That was being mutsyantaha. Mutsyanta means by diminishing. By how? By the eyes. So eyes of Lord Hari in the form of Vishnu, in the form of boar, which was radiant and it was reddish, it was reducing. When the Lord was gazing at Hiranyaksha, his power was reducing. Just by gazing, the power of Hiranyaksha was coming down. Jahas, he laughed. Who laughed? Hiranyaksha laughed. The Ahoban Gochara Mriga, O amphibious beast, addressing Lord as beast. Ban Gochar, you are resident of forest. Ban Gochar. So there he saw the Lord in the form of cosmic bow, gigantic like a mountain, with the earth lifted on his tusk and having red eyes whose glare seemed to absorb the life energy of Asur. He was just gazing, doing nothing. Lord Vishnu in the form of boar, Brahmavata, he was just seeing who has come. And the power of Hiranyaksha was coming down. Seeing him, Asur laughed out in the ridicule, saying, it is indeed wonderful. Is Hari after all a wild animal? You are Hari. So as the worshipper, so is the form of the Lord. For Hiranyaksha, Lord has taken the form of boar. So Lord lifted Prithvi on his tusk as if he is kissing. Mahatmas, you see how they feel. It is on the front of the tusk, and you know, even today you will find the boar always kissing earth. Is it not so? Su 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 su. Who is sukar? Su su karoti the sukar. Su su karoti. He, as if he is kissing earth at different places. So you have inserted a lot by Asur. Now I have come and will replace you at original position. He is saying as if to Prithvi, you have been inserted by who took this earth into the water? Asura, they have taken. And Manu Satrupa, you remember Manu Satrupa asked, okay, you have created Brahmaji, please tell us where will we live? There is no place. You have created us. A ghar to do. There is no house. Then Brahmaji thought, are ye to nahi hai. Prithvi is not there. This is Asura, they have all taken it down. Then he prayed to Lord Narayan. Narayan said, yes, okay, I will arrange. He took the Varaha avatar to take out that Prithvi. So, what was the condition of Varaha avatar? On all sides, muds and everything was there, na? Earth was sunk into the water and he lifted. So sunk into the water means but not floating. It was there in the mud. So you have to do like this. Na? So what will happen? Your body is also smeared with all mud only. See, even the pigs and boar, they live to stay in that muddy things. Or whole body. But how Lord Narayan lives there in Vaikuntha? His whole body is covered with tulsi. Now sometimes he is covered with the tulsi, sometimes he loves this also, mud also. So he met Sri Hari in the form of a boar and thought that he is a beast only, even called Sri Hari beast. Hiranyaksha challenged Lord while he was lifting earth. So he wanted to fight with him while he was lifting. People misunderstand or can't recognize Lord in human form also. When Lord Krishna was present here, many people could not recognize. Even Duryodhan could not recognize. He went there for help and asked for army. See? Mere ko apna praja de do, tum apna sab de do. You give me your army. But Arjun said, no, I don't want army, I want you. So when Lord comes, many people can't recognize. So Hiranyaksha also thought he is a beast only.
Ahenam mehi yagya mahim vimunchano raso kasam vishvasrijeyam arpita na swasti yasya sanayam amekshatah suradhama sida sukarakrite.
Aha enam ehi agya. Aha. Now he is talking to Varahavatar, Bhagwan. He is addressing. Who is addressing? Hiranyaksha is addressing. Evam. Aha enam. Enam means to Hiranyaksha. Aha means he said. Aha means Hiranyaksha said to enam. Enam means to that boar. Ehi. Come and fight. Ehi agya. He is addressing Lord Vishnu in the form of Varaha that you are a fool. Agya. Gya means
knowledge.
Agya means we all are agya. So he is saying, Hiranyaksha is saying to Bhagwan, agya. O fool, you come and fight with me. Mahim bimunchat na. Na, na means to us. Mahi, earth. Vimuncha, give that earth to us. It belongs to us. It's not yours. Rasokasam. Rasokasam means it is for the those who are residing in the Rasatal, residents of Rasatal, this prithvi belongs to them. Where are you taking? And then he says, Vishwasrijam Arpitaha. It was given to us by Brahmaji. Vishwasrijaya, Srishti Karta of Vishwa, creator of the universe. He has given us. How come you are taking it? Brahmaji has given us. Na swasti yasya anaya mamichata. While I am mamichata, so long I am seeing this, you cannot go out. Swasti. Swasti means in good way, a well-being. Either you give up, otherwise I will fight and I will kill you. He is threatening Lord. And he is saying, who are you? Suradhama. Thoda sa vishwas kiya Narad ji se, that he is the Vishnu in the form of Bhur. Sura Adam. Sura means Bhagwan, Devta. Adam means the lowest of Devta. He is accepting him as Devta, but what type of Devta you are? Adam, the lowest type of Devta. Asadit, hey, you have taken Sukar Akrite. You have taken a form of Sukar. You have taken a form of Bhur. So the demon addressed to the Lord, O lowest of Devta, dressed in the form of a boar, just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us, the inhabitants of the lower regions, and you cannot take it from my presence and not be hurt by me. So you cannot take it. He challenged. You cannot take it. It belongs to the resident of Rasatal. It was given to us by Brahmaji and you are stealing it now. Tum chor hai. So Baraha Bhagwan, Hiranyaksha called Baraha Bhagwan as Ban Gochar. It means the resident of forest. Ban Gochar, one who resides in forest, is Ban Gochar. Another meaning is one who lies in water is also Ban Gochar. Another meaning of Ban Gochar. One who lies on the, who lies on the water? Narayan. So Narayan or Vishnu. So one gochar. So he is another way praising. See? These Mahatmas, they think this way. We think that he is calling names to Bhagwan. But in other way, he is praising. He is praising one gochar. Mriga, in verse number 2, he has said Mriga. Mriga means beast. But Mahatma says, one Mriga, another meaning of Mriga is, one who is sought by sages is called Mriga. So different meaning. Mriga, one meaning is beast. Other meaning, one who is sought by sages. One who is sought by sages. That means Mahatma says he is praising Lord, you know. He is praising. Agya. Agya means fool. Agya means fool. You see how Mahatma, they take out meaning from Agya. Gya means to know. When you prefix a, it means nothing is unknown to him. Gya means Agya means we are all agya, ignorant, one meaning. Other interpretation. You see, the word prefix o, if you put in front of any word, it has got six different type of meaning. Six. Mahatma says, agya means from whom nothing is hidden. He knows everything. Okay? Agya. Suradhama. Suradhama means we say Adham. But Mahatma says he is the supreme head. You are the Devta of everybody. And really speaking, he is the supreme head. He is Narayan. He was the, first of all, he was only there. There was no creation. There was no Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. Before Brahma Vishnu Mahesh, only Narayan was there. Causeless cause. Nirgun Nirakar. So Mahatma says this way he praised. Hiranyaksha praised Baravatar.
Tvam na sapat nairabhavaya kimrito Yomayaya haranti asuran parokshajita Tvam yoga maya balam malpa paurusham Sangsthapya mura pravije shruhit sujaha
Tvam you, nah to us, sapatnai abhavaya by your enemies, by our enemies. Hiranakshi is saying, by our enemies you are being sustained. You are getting power from our enemies. Who are the power of enemies? Devatas. So you are sustained by devatas. Kim Vrita? Vrita means maintain. And how you do? Yo mayaya hantim asuran parochijata. He who maya, by maya, hanti, he kills. How? Asur, to whom? Asur. He, you kill asur by your maya power. How is that? Paroksha jita, paroksha achha. One is pratyachha, I am seeing you. Paroksha with others. Paroksha means hidden. Jita, conquer. You conquer asur by hiding yourself. Your, with your maya power, you hide yourself and kill asur. Paroksha jita. Tvam yoga maya balam alpa paurusam. Tvam yoga maya bal, your yoga maya bal is only meager. Alpa is only little bit. It's meager. Sansthapya mudha pramrije suhit sucha. Sansthapya, sansthapya means after killing. So Hiranyakshi is saying, I will kill you. Brahma Bhagavan, to him he is saying, I will kill you, moodha, O fool, pramrije, and pramrije means I will wipe out. What will wipe out? Suruhada sucha. Sucha means grief. Sucha means grief.
Oma sucha in
Bhagavad Gita. We studied it recently. Anusocha, anusocha, oh, Arjun, you are continuously grieving. Soch means grief. Grieving. Suruhat sucha. So I will remove the grief of all my suhrit, my kinsmen. You have killed many. So I will remove their soak. So you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us. Nourished by my enemy, Devta. You are being nourished by Devta. How Devta nourish him? By offering oblation. So Devta puja karte hain. We also do puja na. We give offering. We also do offering. And sages also do puja. Sadhu also, they do puja. Devta do puja. But asur, they don't do. We'll see it. It will come in later. Asur will not do that puja. So you have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. Invisible means parokshajit. Parokshajit, you hide yourself and then you kill. O fool, your power is only mystic, so today I shall enliven by kinsmen by killing you. So killing of Bhagwan is what? It's not killing. Killing by Bhagwan is mukti. How it is mukti? Simple, very simple answer. When Bhagwan is killing you, you are seeing Bhagwan.
He is in front of you.
If you see Bhagwan once, mukti. Mukti. So you have killed many asur with your mystic power. Today you are in front of me. I will kill you. And some of my kinmen, you always killed asur by keeping yourself hidden. So this was the promise by Hiranyaksha. I will kill you. Okay. Next.
Tvai samsthite gadaya shirna shirshani asmad bhujachutaya ye chatubhyam balim haranti rishayo ye cha devaha swayam sarvena bhavishyanti amulaha.
Tvai samsthite, tvai, when you, samsthite, samsthite means killed, when you are killed. Who is saying? Hiranyaksha is saying. To whom? Bhagwan, Bara avatar, killed. By how you will be killed? Gadaya, by my mace. By Mada. What I will do? Sirna Sirsani. Sirna smash. I will smash your sir, your head. How? By my gada. Smash.
Sir pod dega.
How? Asmat bhuj. Bhuj means by my hand. Asmat. By my bhuja. Asmat bhuj. Chuta yeme tubhyam. And you will be released. Released of what? Balim haranti. Balim means all the offerings, presentes, presents. Those are given by the devtas. All devtas give oblation or present to Hari. So that all will be gone. When I smash your head, you are killed. Then devta and sages will not be offered to give you oblations. Kuch bhi nahi milega tumko. Balim haranti rishiyo cha deva. Rishi means sages and devta. So these two people, they worship. He didn't mention the asur. Asur don't worship. Asur don't worship. So deva, swayam sarve na bhavanchi amula. And this will be automatically will happen. If you are not there, who is going to? Suppose if we are not here, who is going to give us bhojan? Nobody will. Okay, na? When the Lord is not there, who will worship him? I will smash your head. Kata. And you see, in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, asau maya hata satru hanisse chaparani, ishvaro aham bhogi siddho aham balavan suki. Asur, they always say like this. Aso maya hita. I have killed so many people and in my hit list there are so many people. Even terrorists today, they talk like this way. I have killed so many people, so many king and this and that, and they are on my hit list. I will kill him. And Ishwaro aham bhogi. I am Ishwar. There is no other Ishwar. Hiranyakasipu also used to say to his son Prahlad, no Ishwar, you all worship me. I am Ishwar. Aham bhogi siddho aham balwan sukhi. I am balwan, I am sukhi. You should all worship me. So, the demon continued, when you fall dead with your skull smashed by mace hurled by my arm, devta and sages who offer you oblation and sacrifices in devotional service will also automatically cease to exist like trees without root. Bhavishyanti amula. Amula means, mul means root. Amula means without root. A tree can't exist without the root. Similarly, when the oblations are not given to you, when the food is not given to you, when the people are not worshipping you, khatam ho gaya. Automatically it will be over. This is all talk is going on, but the Lord is doing His own work. He is slowly coming up with the prithvi. Swakaryam sade dhiman karya dhanso hi murkhata. He didn't accept the challenge at that time. Dhiman Purush, the intelligent person, he will do his work first. He will not get stuck into the criticism and all that. People are... Have you seen the elephant going and the dogs, they bark? But the elephant will continue. He will not turn around and lift his dog and smash him. No. He continue to work and the dog will... So similarly, the Lord was slowly going. I was saying nothing. So intelligent people complete his work and do not pay attention to others. So whenever we face such a situation, what should we do? Don't keep the task. I will take your challenge first. No, don't do that. Do your job first and after that, okay. So this shows, Lord shows us how to act in the world. Okay, we'll see more in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamiva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om. Hari Om. So Vidyaji, you have to find out